Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, my friends. At What Culture Designer, Simon Miller, live in Las Vegas. I'll keep telling you this in case you don't know. Lady Liberty is staring down at us once again. I prefer this Statue of Liberty. It's not as intimidating as the one in New York. It scares the absolute nightmare out of me. Now, of course, we are here for AEW Double or Nothing Week. And last night, we were very lucky to go to AEW Dynamite and AEW Rampage. It was also Ring of Honor. There was also some other matches that we got to see as well. And this is what we thought we'd talk about today. Now, I want to make it very clear. I had a wonderful time. AEW Dynamite especially, I thought, was a treat. Now, you know, the information is out there. The MGM Grand, where it was held, it was not sold out. It hadn't done the same amount of tickets that it has done in the past. I don't want to talk about that. All I want is all wrestling companies to be successful. I want everyone to sell all the tickets, to sell out arenas all over the world, and for professional wrestling to be the best it can possibly be. However, this, you know, it is accurate. But even then, with a crowd that was maybe, I don't know how many people were in there, but it wasn't, you know, super duper full. Even then, it was just awesome. It had a great atmosphere as soon as Dynamite started. The fact it was the go-home show meant we saw angles, we had matches planned. It just made me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. And I genuinely felt like it was a tick box. I'd been to a Dynamite and that rocked. Now, in case you don't know, at the moment, again, it's going to change very soon, which we're also going to talk about. The way that an AEW taping works, or at least for us, in the last 24 hours, is thusly. You get 1 hour of Ring of Honor. And that was quite cool. We saw The Butcher and the Blade and Kip Sabian. We saw Brian Cage. We saw Willie Mack. I like all of these people. Saw Sky Blue. She got a pop. That was excellent. Then obviously Dynamite goes live over here at 5 p.m. I think it was. Because of course you have the West Coast feed. And you have to make sure it goes live when people are expecting it. You have 2 hours of that. And when that's done, it goes off air. You have the 1 hour of Rampage. So, you know, we got to see the Acclaimed. Once again, everybody went crazy. Everybody loves the Acclaimed. And when that's done, you get a couple of more matches. And you get some the finishes, I suppose, when it does come to ROH. That's a lot of content, right? It is a lot of content. And actually, in terms of when you get into the building, and at least in terms of last night, when we left the building, I was 6 hours. Now, it's a logistical issue. How do you fix this? How do you make sure that you're getting all this content that you want to make sure you do get made? Because do not forget that Warner Brothers Discovery is paying AEW a lot of money. And that's what we want. Again, we want the coffers to be filled with cash, and we want wrestling to grow as much as possible. But in terms of a fan experience, I will have to say that after a certain amount of time, you do start to get a little bit itchy. You start to get a little bit tired legs, whatever that means. And you just start to think, I don't want to say, is there a better way to do this? Because who the hell am I? I couldn't even keep my hair. It's not like I know what I'm talking about. But when we were discussing it, we realized actually AEW is on the cusp of sorting this issue, which means Tony Khan and whoever else has probably looked into it and gone, wait. As we know, on June the 17th, I believe it is, AEW Collision starts on a Saturday night. And I think the way it's going to work, and forgive me if I'm wrong, is that now if you go to Dynamite taping, you're going to get your 2 hours. The first thing you see when you're going to get in there is your 2 hours of Dynamite. That's what you paid your money for. That's what you're going to be pumped for. After that, you get your 1 hour of Rampage. So of course, that has to wear on Friday. Can't tape that on Saturday. But it means on Saturday, you're going to get the same kind of a thing. You'll get your AEW Collision. And I assume that they'll feel, well, I think they've said this too, they will shoot the Ring of Honor stuff around that. And I actually think when you break it down into those bite-sized chunks, you're going to have a better fan experience. And that's massively important, because what you want to make sure happens when somebody is done, you want them to go away with a warm and fuzzy feeling in their tum-tum. You want them to walk away feeling pumped, feeling jazzed, feeling like, oh man, I've got to go back to that. And sometimes less is more. It's just true. And look, it's a problem across all of sports entertainment. Sometimes I think people think, well, in order to give a worth and to give a value for the money that you spent on a ticket, and at the moment, you know, money is so hard to come by, we're almost going to drown you in a bunch of content. And sometimes I don't think it's about that. I think it's about making sure when the person does leave, like I say, they just want to come back. And the best way to do that every now and then is just to, again, it's quality over quantity. And I'm not saying that the quality was bad last night. I'm just saying it was a lot. To the point, again, I'm just reporting what I saw. No shade, no negativity. I'm a positive Pete, as we know. But it was Shibata taking on, I can't remember now, Clark Connors or someone like that. It wasn't Clark Connors. People left. And that kind of was a bit like, well, that sucks. I mean, Shibata is a legend. He shouldn't even be resting right now. He had that terrible brain injury. It's an absolute miracle, as far as I'm concerned, that he is here. But it kind of happened in waves, too. Like, as soon as Dynamite was done, thanks, helicopter, as soon as Dynamite was done, people had decided, you know, I don't need to see Rampage. So a few people filled out. And then when Rampage was done, a few people thought, well, I've already seen some Ring of Honor tapings, so I'm going to leave then as well. And you never want to see that. Like, I don't think it creates a good vibe in the arena. And because I'm a bit of a nerd, and you have to forgive me, and of course I wrestled myself, I do feel bad for the performers. Because, you know, if you look out and you see a good house, brother, and then when you go out there, it's kind of dwindled down a little bit. Maybe you do have some kind of crisis of confidence. Was this me? Do I need to be a bigger star? What do I have to do, Daddy-O? But this is why I think it's going to be better. I really, really do. If you can get 3 hours on a Wednesday, Dynamite is still going to be the A show, right? No matter what we do with Collision. I mean, hopefully they can both be A shows, much like Raw and SmackDown have become. But at first, as we do establish Collision, and we let people know what it's all about, Dynamite is going to be the A show. And because we obviously want to spark ticket sales, we want to get people going back through the door. If all of a sudden you know it's just going to be a three-hour event, if you are still, you know, riding those fumes at the end of Dynamite, you will stick around for Rampage, even if it does become an AEW Dark type show. AEW Dark was great. There's nothing wrong with that. Someone said it's going to become like Sunday Night Heat. Sunday Night Heat rocked. I've got no problem with this whatsoever. But what it could do is you're still going to have that adrenaline. You're still going to have that noises in your lungs. And you're going to want to do that for Rampage too. Then all of a sudden, Rampage becomes a better show from a TV viewing experience. And if we are going to treat it as somewhat of a developmental or somewhat of a, you know, a learning curve television show for people that don't have that experience, and you have people watching it on TNT, TBS, wherever the hell it's going to air. I watch it on Fight TV, obviously, over in the UK. Because you do have that atmosphere, which is better, more people are probably going to watch it. Again, let's go back to Backlash and Puerto Rico. I'm pretty sure if you don't have that same wild fans, it's not going to be the same show. It's not going to get the same plaudits that it did. It's the same with all AEW pay-per-views. People go crazy for those things, and it raises it up a little bit. And if we can find a way to get that back into Dynamite, get back into Rampage, I think it's going to help all round. And a great way to do that is to keep it to a three-hour event. You know when it's going to start. You know when it's going to finish. You can get into a routine. And it'll be the same with Collision. You get your 2 hours. You're going to get your Thunder Roses, your Punk, your Miros, your Andrades, your Samoa Joes. That could even be the first few. Damn it, Samoa Joe versus CM Punk. And for an old wrestling fan like me, that gets me very excited. And if you do record 1 hour of Ring of Honor before and you do record 1 hour of Ring of Honor afterwards, and maybe we kind of up the star power a little bit and try to tell a bit more stories, which I do think is a fair criticism to say about ROH at the moment. It is a little bit like match. We can have a few more angles and a few more characters. You're probably going to want to stay around for that as well. And given that we are going to be filming Ring of Honor, as far as I am concerned, not on a soundstage, which they have done, which is what they used to do with AEW Dark, and we'll film it in front of a live crowd, you get that same thing that you may get with Rampage. You've got this hot Collision thing. Like, the first one is happening in Chicago. Go look at the ticket sales. It's sold out. Now, of course, it's because of CM Punk. You can be mad about it. You can be happy about it. It doesn't matter. The truth is the truth, and the fact is a fact. So if you have all these Chicagoans, I think that's actually a term. I think we established this, absolutely losing it for CM Punk. And they want to hang around. They want to watch more wrestling. And there's only one more hour of Ring of Honor to go because they've seen the first hour, which you may put before Collision. They hang around. Once again, you get that buzz. You get that atmosphere. You get that noise. It's going to make the show better. And then look what we've done. Dynamite's going to be better. Rampage is going to be better. Collision's going to be better. ROH is going to be better. It doesn't matter if you see them as A shows, B shows, Z shows. Who gives a crap, man? Let's just put out good wrestling content. So that's certainly something that I know myself and all the guys felt. We still had a great time. I'm not going to take that away. Even Sidgwick tweeted out that he had a barrel of laughs over 2 hours. And that says a lot. And as we are here, I want to point out there's no feud between me and Michael Sidgwick. I love that man. But, you know, there is something to this product. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. And that's why it's growing. That's why we do have Collision. But it's a logistical thing, as I say. And I think Collision's going to help with that no end. And that gets me excited because I think people are going to start going to the shows and there'll be more of a positive vibe, I suppose. And then that's going to filter down. It always does. Word of mouth is important. Twitter is important. Social media is massively important. So I'm excited for AEW. I think from June onwards, especially with the Wembley show and all the pay-per-views they've got planned, something cool could really happen. And let's hope CM Punk sparks things back into life as well. Let's not worry about the behind-the-scenes stuff. I know that we're going to. But let's hope it's all kosher and all good and all happy and, once again, all warm and fuzzy down there. and we just continue to build, and we continue to get better and better. And the fact that I do believe that Tony Khan has thought about this, I think it's a good thing, and I think it means we're heading in the right direction. So now, seriously, if you've been to an AEW show, maybe you've experienced the same thing, because they have gone through different variations of this. It wasn't always Ring of Honor Rampage, because they were going to do a live Rampage this week, and they didn't, I presume because of the ticket sales, and they changed their minds. But if you have your own experience, let us know in the comments below. We'd love to chat to you about it. Again, there'll be a video on the screen right now, probably an ups and downs from AEW the other day, so you can see what I thought about the show. Like the video, share the video, subscribe. Twitter, social media, Instagram, WhatCultureWWE. Simon316. Keep an eye out on WhatCulture.com. We'll keep you up to date on anything we're doing with Collision and Punk and Dynamite and Rampage and Double or Nothing. And most importantly, as this was a bit of an wrestling industry video, support wrestling. Don't be tribalistic. If you prefer WWE to AEW or vice versa, mate, remember, having the other company there is better for everyone. It's better for the wrestlers, it's better for the promoters, and it's better for us, the fans. I've been through both sides of the fence, and I know what the fence is all about. If you're saying, Simon, that makes no sense, no, it didn't. But the magic of video is I get to say goodbye and not explain myself. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.